B-Pod Studios.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Just can pick his spots. He ain't even got to be the fastest or most athletic no more. He knows his game. And he can just play to his speed.
Wade turned back the clock. He scored a team-high 19 points for the Heat. They also made 18 threes as a team as well. Celtics are in Orlando tomorrow night. Bruins have lost 14 straight to the Washington Capitals. They lost to them last night at TD Garden 4-2. Alexander Ovechkin, 2 goals. Nicholas Backstrom's goal early in the third period put them ahead to stay. Bruins are in Toronto tomorrow night. Patriots once again at everyone at practice yesterday. They'll play the Chargers in a big playoff game in Foxborough on Sunday, and the Cincinnati Bengals reportedly want to hire LA Rams quarterbacks coach Zach Taylor as their new head coach. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island, now open at Twin River and Tiverton Casino Hotels. Think you know sports? Bet on it. Details at sportsbetri.com. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update on sports in 30 minutes.
Bounce to the point. Cronwall's drive absorbed by Rath.
This is the flagship station of the Boston Bruins.
Puck into the slot. Back in. He scores!
Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
The Sports Hub. Bert came through with Bob Wiley's number.
Hell yes.
I'll see you on Tuesday, Mr. Wiley. This hour of Toucher and Rich is brought to you by Stop and Shop. All right, Rich put up an interesting tweet yesterday. I was around when he wrote it. And he said, who are your favorite tertiary characters of all time? Guys that have not been an official part of the show, but have been around. And some of the names that were on there were, of course, Chili Guy, Faster Guy, Dungeon Master Jim,
Mark Jamelli, Guy from Machine, Mikey from the Fens, Patman,
Gunner.
For those who've been around for a while,
Gunner.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about mine, and mine are Faster Guy, Chili Guy, Mark Jamelli, Pasta Joe,
mm-hmm.
Guy from Machine.
That's probably my top five. Like out of that crew. I mean, there's some great Gunner stuff, and if you randomly throw a Patman clip at me, oh, God, Mikey from the Fens was good.
Oh, no, I got to put Mikey in the Fens.
I mean, he was great. Hey, Ron, you taking pictures? He was
fantastic. I'm going to replace Guy from Machine with Mikey from the Fens.
Mr. Bubble Bath, and little bubbles on his belly button.
I mean, he was like a knockdown hit.
Yeah, yep. And we can't find him anymore.
But the main thing is I'm putting Pasta Joe in there.
Yeah. I'll get up around 10 a.m., eat a bowl of pasta.
And you know what? The thing about Pasta Joe, who was part of we first met him a year ago when we first did our Worse Than Tom Brady or Worse Than Brady segment, is that he was strange. And he said some funny stuff, but he went next level yesterday because we saw a different side of him, one where instead of us just asking questions, he was the one who is in control in many ways.
Yeah, him and Nora were able to vote, so they were in a position of great power.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone loves Nora, but I'll tell you what, Pasta Joe took over the show.
He was phenomenal. And I do have to say in just a moment, too, Fred, regarding those two being in studio, there was some drama afterwards.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got me on the edge of my seat.
So I know there was a little bit of stress between Pasta Joe and one of the guys who was here.
Well, there was a guy that was in here, Lancelot. Who admitted that he had
after it was done.
Video.
Yeah. But no, it was between two other people that things got really heated.
Oh.
Interesting.
Well, that crazy girl had to be one of them.
Yes, I would say that is 1,000,000% correct.
Yeah, she's got to be one of them.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, and she won. And a lot of people didn't like that. A lot of people thought that we should have gone with the heavier kid.
Stefan.
It was great. Who's a star in his own right. But
he wasn't.
She clapped her hand because she was excited when she won, and her finger went the other way. Like it bent 90 degrees.
She goes,
I got to get that fixed.
She told a story about going to jail for a week, which she would not tell us why, and not defecating. This is a woman.
She woke up in a Stop and Shop cart.
She told a radio audience that she didn't take a crap in prison for 7 days. All right. Well, Pasta Joe, if you missed it, And I stand by my love of Pasta Joe, and I don't care what anyone thinks.
Oh, I mean, yesterday he found a place in my heart. Yeah, I mean, it really, right. One of my favorites.
We're not replaying anything. We're just going to give you a couple clips. All right. Pasta Joe was in on Tuesday, and then he came in yesterday, and we asked him, what have you been up to? What have you done since you've last been here?
I was here 2 days ago.
Okay, but what have you done?
I stayed in New Hampshire. I stayed there and I drank for 2 days.
Okay. Why New Hampshire?
That's where my cousin lives.
You had to get the ride in, you see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what happened to work?
I was off. I'm off on Wednesdays.
Okay. So what did you eat while you were up there?
A lot of frozen foods. I stole one of my uncle's Salisbury steaks.
What makes Salisbury steak so delicious?
It's not, but it's better when you're drunk.
Now, when you stole it from your uncle, like, was it actually stealing? Like, if he found out you had the Salisbury steak, would he be upset?
Oh, I forgot to tell him. Hey, Uncle Adam, I took your Salisbury steak.
Yeah, right.
Do you notice the breathing?
I know. I didn't notice that yesterday.
No.
It's a little bit of a Darth Vader effect.
All right. So then Rich goes and asks Joe if he exercised.
Now, have you ever, do you do any type of, like, exercise or anything?
No, not really. Just walking up and down the stairs, if you call that exercise.
Okay. Right, so you got upset with Bird because he was moving too fast.
Yes.
Ooh. Up the stairs.
Damn, he's fast.
So you did
it. It's about like 15 stairs, right?
I didn't count.
Yeah, that's a good point. What the hell is Rich talking about?
Felt like 25, but...
Felt like 25.
All right, well, so there was a situation where Nora's boyfriend, and this has happened with her past boyfriend, was standing, like, okay, so our studio... is got a lot of windows that you can see from the hall. A lot of people pass by. They pass by. They wave. That's fine. Nora's boyfriend was standing and just like...
Leering
at her.
Yeah.
And it was creeping everybody out.
It is a little weird.
Seems like a nice enough guy, but that's weird.
That's like this. Is he obsessed with you?
No.
Now it's creepier.
He's just excited.
Pastor Joe, am I wrong? The way he was standing there was creepy.
Very creepy.
Yeah.
So weird, Pasta Joe. And that's when the nut started to crack.
Yeah. All right. So Pasta Joe, he's looking at Sarah, who won the contest, and he's liking what he sees.
I don't think... Oh, you want to do that one?
No. But I think this is what's in his mind.
Okay,
at the time.
So this is before he met Sarah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But he's feeling more. He's feeling a little charged up. All right, if you had a date and you wanted to go out and have a date, what would you do?
Whatever she wants.
What if she wanted you to make the decision?
Oh, crap.
Would you make her a
home-cooked
meal?
I'll bring her to Taco Bell. No, that's bad. Maybe I'll bring her to get a pizza.
All right. So
we have some events coming up. You need to come out there. We need to have people come out and meet you.
What kind of pizza do you think would be good for romance?
Garlic. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just a big cheesy pizza.
All right.
Very good crust. Crispy crust, please. Only crispy crust.
Only crispy crust.
All right.
You'll be very upset if it's a doughy crust.
Yes. Very much.
Okay. All right. Well, this is all. That's all an appetizer. It's all an appetizer for what happened next. It really is all an appetizer because Lancelot comes in here. From the minute he walked in, I'm like, this guy wasn't good for the contest.
He's dressed nice,
and Joe just sniffs out a rat immediately.
He's giving me the stink eye.
You don't like Lancelot, do you?
Nah, I don't think I do.
And for like 2 minutes straight, just stares at him.
He was giving him the stink eye.
Stone face, giving him the stink eye.
And then Lancelot, off the air, was trying to make conversation with him.
And the whole time, Joe's just like, don't
No, he didn't like that. No, he didn't even
You're
like
that. You're in my
he
territory
did not
now.
Like that. All right, but then Sarah comes in, and...
By the way, if you're a young romantic, write this down, because these are the words that can woo a lady, all right?
Okay, so here is Pasta Joe and Sarah in a very, it's like a rom-com. What are your feelings on Sarah?
I like her.
You do?
I do. I'm
not used to men liking me.
Well, you know he's looking for a possibly a companion.
You want to grab a coffee?
I'll give you some linguine, baby.
I'll take it.
Ooh.
I'll take it all the way.
Do you like Sadie, though? It has like a bigger hole. So I'm just kidding.
Would you trade seats?
I'd like to get into your ravioli.
Wait, what? I like pesto, though. Can you make it a little green?
That's scary. I can make it green if you want it to be green.
That sounds infectious. Weird.
You've already scared Pasta Joe.
Like, what are you talking about? I need that ravioli line isolated, and I need it now.
Man.
Okay. I mean, that's the all-time most romantic line.
All right, so you have this flirtation going on between Pasta Joe and Sarah. Now, what happened afterwards, Rich?
Okay. All right, are you ready for this?
I am ready for this.
So yesterday on Twitter, apparently Nora was just thanking all of her, you know, the people who were saying nice things to her, and she tweeted out, you know, blah, 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 blah. And listen, I'm the only real big blankety blank that's around here. Big breasted woman who's here. And to that, our winner, Sarah, responded and said, "Broad, why are you so insecure? You keep talking blank on Twitter, but didn't say blank to me when I walked in. It was blatantly clear you were intimidated. And oh, wait, they picked me to win, not you," in capital letters. By the way, I just want to let her know, Nora wasn't in the contest. "My personality and my whole essence intimidated the blank out of you, LMAO. P.S., how does it make you to feel that you're the only big blank blonde queen, yet I come in and win, something you could never do? My personality will always prevail. You're just another basic hoe."
So, wait. So, none of the things that Nora said were directed at anyone?
No. So, somebody tweets and goes, "Wow, you're mad." And she goes, "Right? Bitch couldn't even look at me in person, though. She was so shook. Shocked the bitch even got the nerve to do some Twitter finger-ish, cuz..."
Yeah, that's a woman who's been to prison.
So, Nora tweets back, like, "What are you doing? You just drag non-existent Twitter beef over to Facebook like a petulant child." So I guess it's on Facebook as well. "Attention-seeking behavior at its finest. Talk about insecurity. You just lost your blank over a tweet and then posted it everywhere for people to validate you." And so Sarah tweets back, "Already got validated by winning. LMK, if you want to get your teeth knocked to the back of your skull, otherwise fall back." Ooh, I love it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Sarah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just proved once again you guys chose the right person.
Some guy named Bill Belichick's hoodie said, "You got to be from Lowell." Nor answers, "Ha, ha, ha, ha." And then somebody says, "How about a grudge ping pong match?" Nor says, "Why does anyone think I'm bothered about this? The only thing bothering me is y'all still talking. Find another outlet if you need attention. Otherwise, I'm just deleting this because it's excessively annoying." And then she, of course, could stay away. So Sarah says, so some guy says, "I didn't like," responds to Nora and says, "I didn't like that other girl. You're still the queen."
Oh.
And Sarah responds back. This guy's name was Mr. Drip. "Mr. Drip, I love you, even if you're feeding into Hora, W-H-O-R-A.
Oh, Jesus.
And then spells a fake last name, which I can't pronounce because it is a name for a female anatomy, "for Hora Blank's insecurities. She needs the attention more than me, clearly. She mad because she has the personality of a stale bag of chips." And then some guy said, "No worries, crooked finger gang of her life." Obviously making fun of her fingers. He goes, "Nora's just jealous she ain't part of the crooked squad. Of course, guys always like insecure little bitches. They can't handle a girl with a strong personality like me." And then Nora said, "So you're sadly mistaken. Grow up, guys, my God." And she says, "Girl, you told me I needed a therapist. Do you expect anything less from me?" So these two.
It seems like they worked it out at the end. It seems like at the end, Sarah took a step back and realized maybe she did need some counseling.
I mean, because that instantly sounds like what happens like second before the hair gets grabbed and they get thrown down to the ground.
Oh, I don't think that Sarah's a stranger to the fight.
Well, no. She told us she'd been.
Yeah, and something like a bear claw or something like
that. Tiger.
A tiger claw?
Tiger claw.
I think a tiger claw is something you buy that it's like you put, it's almost, it like sticks out of your hand. You hold it kind of like brass knuckles, but it's got like little sharp things. And so if you uppercut somebody with that, that
is... She was saying her father gave her that advice. You know, don't only use the tiger claw in certain situations.
Like if you feel your life is being
threatened. Right.
Which, well, listen.
Wow.
We'll have to get a recap of Sarah's time at the game.
Good Lord.
The over-under on how long before she gets kicked out.
Oh. I don't know.
Quarter and a half.
Maybe not let in.
That could be, too. They could see you coming. I'm sorry, miss. You can't come in here.
All right. Well, everyone was very lovely, and Nora shouldn't have to put up with that. Nora didn't say anything. All right. Now, do we have the Brady audio of him talking about his brain?
We do.
All right. Let's do that next. Tom Brady. Ted Johnson was on Felger and Mazz yesterday. Very interesting because he had a sort of relationship with Tom Brady. We'll play some of it for you.
98.5. Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it's January. So, Bill is always famous for that. You know, whatever it is, it is. Get your blank on and get out there. So, you know, it's kind of the first one that we had that was, you know, start with snow, kind of snow dwindled away, cold. But that's what it is this time of year. As much as that sucks playing in it, it's a joy to know that you're still playing.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Zolak dreams of there being 18 inches of snow that people actually believed.
Is it 18? He was up at 24 last I checked.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, the number keeps going up with Zolak.
Yeah, the number is zero, but nonetheless.
Correct.
How cold is it supposed to be?
It's cold. It's going to be in the 20s.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
New England weather for January, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think L.A. will figure out how to play in the cold. Now, apparently it's much easier to play in the cold than it is when it's super hot. That's what everyone tells us. Okay, so Ted Johnson was on with Felger and Mazz yesterday. I thought it was great radio. Ted Johnson obviously knows the league very well. He's had concussion issues. He's battled the league over those. And Tom Brady, they were asking him what's the difference between Tom Brady like on the field and off the field. And Ted Johnson was saying basically... Like, Tom's not like this. Like, he had never been like this with his, like, TB12 stuff and the fact that he released that documentary on...
The Tom versus Time thing with Deepak Chopra.
And by the way, apparently Deepak Chopra is not the most intelligent human being on the planet. I was listening to these mathematicians, like, talking, and he does debates, and I guess he just gets his ass kicked on a regular basis.
Oh, really? Oh.
Like, in these debates. That's according to two guys. That's right. I listen to mathematicians talk. And I got a long commute. And so Ted Johnson was played this clip from Tom Brady. I guess Tom Brady was on with
Jim Gray.
Jim Gray.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe people had heard this before. I had not heard this. And here's what happened.
You know, my muscles just absorb the forces and disperse the forces as well as they ever have. And my brain is wired for contact.
Okay. His brain is wired for contact.
And what he went on to say that, like, he has trained his brain through these mental games. And by the way, remember when everyone was advertising the mental games that were supposed to make you sharper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw a commercial for one?
It's been a while.
Because the medical community came out and said it's a fraud.
Yeah.
You can make the games.
No.
They don't hurt you.
Right.
But the idea that they improve your intelligence is a false claim. So they improve your ability to play the game, but they don't improve your intelligence. So do you have Ted Johnson's follow-up?
No, I don't.
Okay, it doesn't matter. So Ted Johnson said that he threw up in his mouth a little bit when he heard that. The idea that Tom Brady, and I think he really believes it, A, that he can disperse contact throughout his body, and then B, that his brain is wired essentially not to get concussions, which if you listen to his wife is absolutely false because she says that he gets concussions. If he really believes that, he's insane. Like, that's insanity.
Well, I mean, first of all, it's also, I could see why Ted Johnson took such exception to it, because what that means is that Ted's sitting here, and he's gone through very real, very rough problems, and probably lasting problems that he's still having to deal with. And what Tom Brady is saying is, if you just would have done these puzzles, then you wouldn't be dealing with all this today.
Right.
And you're sitting there like, are you kidding me? Yeah. There's not a moment that goes on during the day that I don't feel the effects of this in my head. And
it's
I've got some guy
insulting.
Right, telling me
right.
that, listen, a little Sudoku would have just cured that right up if I would have done that before I took the field.
Do you think you could find a doctor in Western medicine, a medically certified doctor in Western medicine that would tell you that that was at all possible?
I'm sure there's one or two.
Okay, yeah. Fine. They're going
to
get...
You have to really search for them, but yeah, well, I'm sure there's one or two.
Then if they make that claim and they send it to a medical journal, they're going to get laughed out of the room and they're going to be told that they've lost their medical license. I mean, if you're telling patients they can do that, that's absolutely not true. It's insanity. I mean, and my main point here is that if Brady believes that, he's losing his mind.
Well, I mean, once again... This is something that, this isn't the first time things have been thrown out there without any kind of scientific backing. This is from the book on, the audiobook of the TB12 method.
When I was growing up and playing outside in the sun, I got sunburned a lot. I was a fair-skinned Irish boy, after all. These days, even if I get an adequate amount of sun, I won't get a sunburn. I always hydrate afterward, too, to keep my skin from peeling. When I once told that to my sister, she said, "You mean I don't have to use all those moisturizers and facial products just to keep my skin looking good? I should just drink as much water as you do? I think you should market your TB12 electrolytes as a beauty product." I just laughed.
Okay, all right. So the concussion thing, I need to hear it all of it in its context and whatever. I'll give him benefit of the doubt. That right there, saying that if you drink water, you're not going to get sunburned, and then putting it in print and releasing it, that is next level insanity.
Wait, why are you giving him a pass on the concussion thing? You just heard him say it.
I don't think I heard him say the word concussion in there though.
He's trained his brain to handle contact.
I want to hear this one more time.
You know, my muscles just absorb the forces and disperse the forces as well as they ever have. And my brain is wired for contact.
Well, see, because what he could, in fairness, what he could be talking about is his muscles, not his brain muscles. And his brain is wired to, if he sees somebody coming, been trained so much that he can brace up for it.
First of all, he said that he can't get concussions. First of all, he's come out and said he's trained his brain to not get concussions.
Okay, I would like to, that's a clip I would like to hear.
He has said it in the past.
Is it possible that that statement means he's trained his brain to ignore the pain that he knows is coming?
All right. I don't know why we don't have the full clip. There's a full clip of it. There's a full clip where he explains that he does brain exercises that allow him not to get concussions.
Because he said it in that clip, it could be that he knows when to brace for his muscles.
It's not. I'm telling you, it's not.
Okay.
I don't know why we don't have the full clip, but I'm telling you, it's not. I mean, he's saying that he can't get concussions, and he said it before.
Well, I mean, the concussion sauce stuff, we know about that, but that was his doctor, and he endorsed it. So,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, that is all sorts of nutty if that's the case.
I mean, I don't know why you guys are putting this disclaimer on it.
Well, just from that clip, I could see how it could be something else. Now, he may have said it somewhere else, but I'd like to actually hear that.
Okay.
I don't doubt that it exists. But that clip, I don't think, is the one that proves it.
All right, they played it yesterday. Ben, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
So I just want to comment on Ted Johnson. I think the two words that stuck out that really meant something. He said the comments were irresponsible and self-serving. And they absolutely were. I mean, it wasn't too long ago that Tom Brady was listed as a plaintiff on the concussion case against the NFL. And now he's coming out saying, it's like a Marvel comic book, you can't train your brain to absorb hits. It's ridiculous. And he's part of this NFL Players Union, and he's almost just crapping on his fellow union brothers when he brings up something like that.
Okay,
Mike Webster, Junior Seau.
Yeah, I know.
Dead.
So you heard it. Tom Brady was saying that he has trained his brain not to get concussions.
Yes.
Yes, that is exactly what he was saying. I mean, it's...
Well, that's insane. That is absolutely irresponsible. All those words, I mean, because...
I mean, Ted Johnson's not going to say that if Tom Brady's just... is just saying, like, yeah, my brain, like, can absorb pain.
And I would say if he had made that comment as just Tom Brady, the football player, you could laugh it off and say, well, I mean, he's not a doctor. However, what he is selling is this TB12 method,
yes,
which involves this Alex Guerrero, who is kind of... shadily having his credentials blown up as to be this medical doctor. You know, the right. way they position him as if he's all knowing and holistic. And I know a lot of the things that degrees he got really don't mean much of anything.
Right.
So that's when you disguise it as having some sort of medical benefit, and that your company advertises that. That's when it gets really irresponsible.
All right, Adam. So you heard the clip.
Yeah, guys. So the whole thing with Jim Gray, what you guys don't have is the rest of the clip that where he talks about his brain has become calloused to the hits, and which is just completely asinine. Ooh, but that's the whole rest right. of it. So awesome. That his brain is calloused.
Yeah, I'm telling you guys, I'm not making it up. I mean, there's no benefit of the doubt.
Oh, I'm not saying you are. I
heard it with my own ears.
Your brain is calloused and can't. I mean, honestly. Wow.
I mean, Ted Johnson's not going to get pissed off if he says, like, my body can absorb contact. I mean, who cares? Fine. Your body can absorb contact. You're Spider-Man. But when you start...
It's Black Panther, sir. But when Spider-Man does indeed get injured.
I mean, he's insane.
Yeah.
Like, he's insane.
Yeah, he is. He has so many people around him that are not reining him in.
No, everybody says
made a
yes.
good point, and Wallach and I talk about this off the air sometimes, is that when you get rich enough
yeah.
that, like, every one of your, like little ticks and every one of your little idiosyncrasies, you can completely indulge them.
Yeah. Because you have those layers between you and the public. That's part of it. You're untouched by normalcy.
Yeah, and just you have all the money and the access just to indulge yourself yeah. in all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, say, you know, you're a germaphobe and you're Howie Mandel. Well, you have a private jet that no mm-hmm. one is allowed to touch anything. And then yeah. instead of dealing with the problem of being a germaphobe, you buy a private jet. I mean, it's nuts. And to hear Ted, it was great. And credit to Felger and Maz. Because he talked about it, and he, you know, he likes Brady, but for a guy that's had problems with concussions and then, you know, has been in the lawsuits against the league, the idea that this guy is coming out with this ridiculous claim, he might as well buy one of those things that were in Austin Powers, the Swedish grower, with just a, where you put it on your with the pump.
Sure.
It's his bag, man.
Those don't work?
Not to my knowledge. I tried a vacuum cleaner once. I know a kid who did when I was a kid.
No.
Yeah.
Really? How old?
I mean, young. John, go ahead.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, John.
All right. Sorry about that. You guys are talking about Brady and all this stuff. And all I wanted to say is, and then you guys can talk about it. I don't know if you ever even heard of him, but have you ever heard of Dr. Sebi?
No.
So Dr. Sebi is not technically a doctor, but he supposedly cures cancer, or cured because he passed away, cured cancer, cured all these other diseases, and the medical institution basically tried to discredit him because there's a lot of money that has to do with people being sick and dying of AIDS and all this other stuff. So all I'm trying to say is maybe Brady knows some stuff that not everybody else knows, that we don't all know, because we always trust all the doctors that they know everything.
Okay, here's the thing about doctors and the mistakes that they make. Doctors oftentimes, and there's a pharmaceutical industry that makes billions and billions of dollars, and what doctors, they want to hand out this medicine, but if you like eat a plant-based organic diet, it's shown, or the Mediterranean diet, it's shown that you can, you know, you won't need cholesterol medicine, and it's shown to improve lives.
Can I give you a perfect example, Fred?
Yeah. Of how,
okay, so when Mary was really sick, and I think she had relapsed, I think it was her third time, and stuff gets desperate. I mean, you just lose your mind, and you're like, well, anything. What?
Sure.
So, you know, she was going to Dana-Farber at the time, but we had this friend of hers, you know, or actually it's a friend of mine, tell her about this holistic place that she knew, and could you meet with this guy? So I was like, sure, absolutely anything. So we go and meet, and by the end of it, this guy was telling me that his regimen of like these pills and vegetables were right, and what Dana-Farber was doing was wrong.
Right. Yeah,
and it, people just get to a point sometimes.
There's no question
where just
who can blame you?
I mean, and what I'm saying is that these people are high dollar scientists and doctors for a reason, and everyone. I don't know one of them that says that if you just drink water, you're going to get a sunburn. But instead, you decide to listen to a guy like Tom Brady because he's surrounded by a bunch of yes men who will tell him what, you know, oh, yeah, everything you're doing is great. How does no friend step in and go, dude, you're crazy? This is coming across insane.
Well, Ted Johnson did. All right, here are the headlines. I must go number two.
The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich on the Twitch feed right now. You have Nora and Mark Gemelli.
How's Mark doing? You doing all right?
I'm doing great. I'm over here. I'm talking to Nora. I gave her 10 meatballs.
And that's not a lie.
10? 10's a decent amount.
But it used to be 1 out of 5, but now he's stretched it to 10.
He's a huge fan of Nora family, apparently.
Nick,
yes.
Maybe introduce me.
Patrice Bergeron and Toucher and Rich present Pucks for Paddles. It's the second annual ping pong tournament to benefit the Floating Hospital for Children at Tufts Medical Center and the Boston Bruins Foundation. Thursday the 7th at the Royale in Boston. Bid to play doubles ping pong against your favorite Bruins player. Rich and I, John, Mark Bertrand, and others. VIP tickets are $200 and gives you access to the autograph session with the team. General admission tickets are $50. For all the information and to buy tickets, go to 985thesportshub.com. Sir or madam.
Sir or madam. Did you want to take these calls, or did you want to... I think we might have a little more Brady audio.
Oh, yeah, play a little more Brady.
All right, okay. This is a little more expansive on what he was saying.
First of all, I've been doing it a long time. So, you know, your body gets used to the hits. You know, the brain understands the position that you're putting your body into. And my brain is wired for contact. I would say in some ways it's become callous to some of the hits. And, you know, based on all the pliability treatments I do, you know, my muscles just absorb the forces and disperse the forces as well as they ever have. So I take hits better now at 41 than I did when I was 25. And, you know, I've really trained that way. I've made it a real priority in my life. I think about it on a daily basis. It's so important for me because I realize when I look around at the locker room, I look around other guys in the league, and I realize they're playing at such a disadvantage because of what I'm able to do and how I'm able to treat my body. And it actually gives me a lot of confidence that, you know, I look at certain hits in the game that I see on film, and people go, God, did that hurt a lot? And I'll say, no, I didn't even really feel it. You know, and it's just from all the work that I'm putting in and understanding the things that I need to do to prepare my body. And it, I do it year round, and it really works for anything. It's worked for me for football. I mean, you know, skiing, I feel the same way. I could play basketball. I mean, any activity that I want to do, you know, I feel like my body is so prepared to do it.
Okay, the one thing that stands out is my brain has become calloused. Like, if you know, everything else sounds like it gets ready to, you know, embrace or brace for a hit. You know, he's trained himself to make his muscles loosened or tightened when he's about to get hit. But my brain has become calloused, says to me, he thinks that because of these exercises he's done, he's protecting himself from brain injury.
Yeah, and then in the book, the TB12 book, he talks about the importance of these brain exercises and how that they can you can train your brain not to get concussed.
So here's what Ted Johnson had to say. Dan, you have that. He was, once again, on Felger and Mass. Here was his answer.
It made me throw up in my mouth a little bit. It was, you know, and I have to say it, it was very irresponsible for Tom to talk like that, okay? My brain's wired for contact. So what, Kevin Turner's wasn't? Junior Seau's wasn't, Justin Strelzniak's brain wasn't, Andre Waters' brain wasn't wired for contact, but yours is. So it was very insensitive, and I thought irresponsible to talk.
Well,
like that.
I mean, he's claiming his brain exercises and the TB12 method can wire your brain for contact. Do you believe that?
I don't. It's just I haven't seen it in the medical journals, right? It's in his book, right? But it's. I haven't seen any other scientists back it up and validate it.
Look at Ted Johnson just pissing off all his old teammates. Starts with Will Fort, goes to Brady. Who's next? whose bridge is he going to burn?
Yeah. If you're Ted Johnson, I mean, you're stating the obvious.
Sure, that one obviously is
right. You're essentially saying
if Junior Seau did your brain exercises, that he never would have gotten these concussions. So there you go. All right. Adam, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Adam, the congenial goat.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Goat.
Hey, so listen, I just want to tell you guys, I'm hating that everybody's hating on my man Brady. He trained with Batman. If he told me he was a flying unicorn, I would believe he's a flying unicorn.
Perhaps he has, like, a garage and a crazy scientist.
Yeah. Yeah.
They get him to do all that stuff. It's never, you never know. Dan, go ahead.
Hi. So, first off, I'm really pissed off at that guy who called saying that that doctors are doing all these things. Oh, they want to put everybody on medicine. My wife has PCOS, fibromyalgia, and a litany of other things. And the first thing every time with all the doctors she's seen, which is several, was to fix her diet before anything else. They did everything they could to keep her off medication. And to these idiots defending Brady, and I love Brady, I mean, obviously, but if somebody is doing that, he is causing people to get hurt. That's not even funny to joke about.
Right.
This Zen garbage crap. Anybody who's going to swallow this garbage has their head so far up their ass, it's ridiculous. And like Ted Johnson said, if it was real, this jackass Guerrero would have presented this stuff to medical journals so that they could duplicate his test studies. Instead, he finds his physical phenom in Brady and tricks him into thinking that it's his friggin' crap. And then everybody sees it and says, oh, that must work. It's just like these jackasses they put on TV with the ripped bodies and say, oh, this diet plan's gonna work for you. This, this supplement's gonna work for you. When it's really these people who are shredded on TV, and only morons fall for this stuff. If you're falling for this, you're a freaking moron. And unfortunately, it's easy to convince smart people some really dumb crap. But right now, with this, Brady is being a freaking moron.
Yeah, he's acting crazy. And the thing is that the arguments to be made about the pharmaceutical industry, and they're not entirely off base, is that the people say, well, they prescribe pills for not like cancer and stuff, but like statins and stuff, when if you encourage plant-based diets or Mediterranean diets, that you would not need those drugs. That's all different. But the concussion thing, I mean, come on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.